Alrighty, good morning, everyone. It's good to be with you all. So, a couple of weeks ago, I was watching a video of a news commentator that was talking about the state of affairs in our society.
几周前，我看到了一段新闻评论员的视频，他在讨论我们社会目前的状况。
In it, he concluded that as a society, we have come to a point where powerful people in all realms of society can't seem to tell the truth or do the right thing unless legally compelled by the court to do so.
影片中他得出结论，我们这个社会已经到达这样的一个地步，社会各领域的权势人物似乎只有在被法院依法强制执行的情况下，才会说实话或做正确的事。
Now, regardless of whether he was right or not, it just got me thinking.
无论他的观点是否正确，这都让我陷入了沉思。
For the sake of argument, if it were true, why would it take a courtroom for people to be honest or just?
姑且假设他的说法是真的，那么为什么人们非得在法庭上才能做到诚实或公正呢？
What power can make a person acknowledge what is good and evil in a courtroom setting that they wouldn't be able to do out there in the rest of the world?
究竟是怎么样的力量才能让一个人在法庭上辨别善恶，而在法庭之外的日常生活却做不到这一点？
I would say it's the power of the judge that is behind the bench.
法官的权力体现在法庭之上。
No matter how powerful a person may be in the outside world, in this courtroom, this person is still held accountable to the law which is determined by the judge.
无论一个人在外界有多么权势，在这间法庭里，他仍要对法律负责，而法律的解释权掌握在法官手中。
The judge decides whether a person has abided by the standards of the law, and if not, determines the appropriate consequences or remedy.For that legal failure.
法官裁定一个人是否遵守法律的标准，如果违反了法律，则决定相应的后果或补救措施。
If you have kept up with the Bible reading plan, you will see that God's people were no strangers to failure, when it comes to obedience and faithfulness to the character and will of God.
如果你一直坚持研读圣经，你会发现在顺服和忠于上帝的品格和旨意方面，上帝的指明也并非没有失败过。
Today's passage is one where God speaks to his people in a courtroom setting to hold them accountable for the most recent failures.
今天的经文描述了上帝在法庭般的场景中与他的子民对话，并追究他们最近的过错。
In this account, God reminds his people of his faithfulness in light of the covenant that he made with them and gives them a chance to make right what they've gotten very wrong along the way.
在这段经文中，上帝提醒他的子民，他始终信守与他们所立的约，并给他们一个机会来纠正他们一路走来犯下的严重错误。
In this trial, the judge is going to make his case against his people and is going to definitively make sure they understand what good was required of them.
在这场审判中，法官及上帝将陈述他对子民们的指控。并明确地让他们明白上帝对他们的要求是什么。
And I think this should be helpful for us today, for anyone wondering what is truly good and bad in God's eyes, and what He ultimately requires of us.
我认为这对我们今天的每一个人来说也非常有帮助，特别是那些想要知道在上帝眼中什么是真正的好与坏，以及他最终对我们有什么要求。
Now the passage was read earlier, so let's dive in. What's going on here?
那么在这里到底发生了什么事？
So Micah is a prophet, and prophets in the Old Testament had a very special task of facilitating communication between God and his people.
米迦他是一位先知，在旧约中，先知肩负的一项非常特殊的使命，那就是在上帝和他的子民之间传递讯息。
They gave God's people instructions if he wanted them to do something, or warnings if they were doing something wrong, or maybe even expectations for the future, and so forth.
他们向神的子民传达上帝的指示，告诉他们应该做什么。如果他们做错的事，先知也会发出警告。此外，他们也会传达上帝对未来的期望等等。
The first five chapters of Micah tells us how God's people have failed prompting God to send Micah and to hold them accountable for their evil deeds.
以加书的前五章讲述了神的子民如何辜负了上帝的期望，促使上帝差遣弥迦去追究他们邪恶行为的责任。
So here, for example, in Micah chapter 2, verse 8 to 9, it says this, But lately my people have risen up as an enemy. You strip the rich robe from those who pass by, trustingly with no thought of war. The women of my people you drive out from their delightful houses. From their young children you take away my splendor forever.
然而近来我的子民起来反对我，成了仇敌。你们从那些安然走过、毫无战争之念的人身上剥去他们华美的外袍，你们将我子民中的妇女赶出他们安乐的家园，又从他们年幼的孩子身上永远夺去我所赐的荣耀。
Here it highlights that God's people have been stealing from and taking advantage of peaceful foreigners, women, and children, which is in direct violation of God's law and the expectation of His people.
在这里指出，上帝的子民。一直在偷窃便欺压和平的外族人、妇女和儿童，这直接违法了上帝的律法以及他对子民的期望。
Here is God's law.
以下是上帝的律法。
In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 17, it says, You shall not pervert the justice due to the sojourner or to the fatherless or take a widow's garment in pledge. And in Deuteronomy chapter 27:19, it says, Cursed be anyone who perverts the justice due to the sojourner,the fatherless and the widow, and all the people shall say, Amen.
在申命记二十四章十四节说，不可剥夺寄居者或孤儿应得的公义，也不可拿寡妇的衣服做抵押。申命记二十七章十九节，凡剥夺寄居者、孤儿和寡妇应得之公义的，必受诅咒。众百姓都要说阿门。
They are to treat these vulnerable populations with justice, which means.They should do everything in their power to do right by them with love, respect, and compassion, as God would do.
这意味着他们应该以公正的态度对待这些弱势团体。这意味着他们应该竭尽所能以爱、尊重和同情之心善待他们，就像上帝会做的那样。
Now, instead, they subjected them to suffering and harm.
然而他们却让他们遭受痛苦和伤害。
Not acceptable. And this is just one of Micah's examples.
这是不可接受的，而这只是弥迦所举的例子之一。
You see, there were expectations of God's law, of God's people in the law given to them by Moses as part of a covenant between God and his people.
摩西传达给以色列人的律法是上帝与他子民所立约的一部分，其中包含上帝对他子民的期望。
Israel was to follow these laws so other nations would know they belong to God.
以色列人们必须遵守这些律法，好让其他国家知道他们是属于上帝的子民。
If they were faithful, they would be blessed, and if unfaithful, then they are cursed.
如果他们忠心顺服，就会蒙福；如果他们不忠，就会受到诅咒。
The prophets reminded Israel that they have a legally binding contract with God to which they were to be faithful or face judgment.
先知们提醒以色列人，他们与上帝之间有一份具有法律约束力的契约，他们必须忠实的履行，否则会面临审判。
So in verses 1 to 2 of our passage, when you see words like stand up, plead, case, accusation, charge against Israel, we are in a courtroom setting because God is filing a lawsuit against his people.
因此在第一节和第二节中，当我们看到站起来辩护案件、指控、控告以色列等这些字眼的时候，我们反复的置身于法庭之中，因为上帝正在对他的子民提出诉讼。
Now, this is not any human courtroom, but one consisting of creation itself, as members of the jury include the hills, the mountains, and earth.
这不是任何人间法庭，而是由造物主本身组成的法庭，陪审团员包括山丘、山脉和大地。
The scale of this trial should show how serious God is taking their transgressions.
这场审判的规模之大，足以表明上帝对他们的罪过是多么的重视。
Now that the courtroom setting is set, God is holding them accountable for their unfaithfulness by juxtaposing it with His own faithfulness.
现在法庭场景已经设定好了，上帝将他们的不忠与他自身的信实进行对比。 以此追究他们不忠的责任。
In verses 4 and 5, he shows why he's justified in being frustrated in these iniquities by highlighting how he has continued to be faithful to them.
在第四和第五章节中，主他阐明了自己为何有理由对在这桩不公事政中的不忠感到沮丧。主强调自己以来一直都对他的子民们信守承诺。
God recounts a few key events in history during which he delivered his people.
主回顾了历史上的一些关键事件，在这些事件中，主他拯救了他的子民。
In verse 4, he reminds them of how he heard their groaning as they were enslaved in Egypt, freed them, and led them out of Egypt while giving them capable leaders like Moses, who gave the law on behalf of God, or Aaron, who pioneered the high priestly duties, and Miriam, the prophetess, whose song about the event is still present with us today.
在第四节中，主提醒了他的子民，他如何听到他们在埃及为奴时的呻吟，如何将他们解救出来，并带领他们离开埃及，同时赐予他们像摩西这样有能力的领袖。摩西代表上帝颁布律法，还有亚伦还开创了祭司的职责，以及女先知米利暗，他为这件事所做的歌，至今仍在流传。
So, in verse 5, God jogs their memories about an incident in Numbers chapter 22-24, which we just read in the Bible reading plan this past week.Where Balak, the king of Moab, feared Israel as they traveled in his territory and called upon the false prophet Balaam to curse them.
在第五节中，上帝提醒他们想起数民记22-24中的一件事。我们在上周读经计划中也刚刚读过这一段经文。当时摩亚王巴勒害怕以色列人经过他的领地，就招来假先知巴兰来诅咒他们。
However, instead of cursing them,God made Balaam bless his people 3 times, which made Balak mad.
然而，上帝非但没让巴兰诅咒以色列人，反而让他3次祝福自己的子民，这让巴勒非常的恼怒。
The second part of verse 5 references God's people crossing the Jordan River into the Promised Land.
第五节的后半部则提到了上帝的子民渡过约旦河进入应许之地的事。
All these events were evidence.That you may know the righteous acts of the Lord.
这些事件证明了你们可以知道耶和华的公义作为。
Not that he needed to, but God proved he is a righteous God who was faithful.
上帝并非需要证明自己，但他确实证明了自己是一位公义信实的上帝。
He did right by his people, and he held up his end of the covenant that he made with them.
他善待他的子民，信守了他与他们所立的约。
If there was any fault to be had in this relationship between God and his people, it wasn't on God's end.
如果说上帝与他子民之间的关系存在任何的问题，那么这问题绝对不在上帝。
The Israelites were chronic complainers and strayed towards disobedience when it seemed that they just weren't getting what they wanted from God.
以色列人总是抱怨不休，一旦觉得自己没有从上帝那里得到他们想要的东西，就会倾向于违背神的旨意。
Oh, what about you?
但是你们呢？
Have you ever found yourselves in the Israelite shoes where you're tempted to stop living the life that God wanted for you?
你们是否也曾像以色列人一样，被诱惑放弃上帝为你们预定的生活？
Did your relationship with God somehow...fizzle out due to unfulfilled prayers or having your attention fixed on something else that seems more pressing.
你们与上帝的关系是否因为祷告没有得到回应，或因为你们的注意力被其他更迫切的事情所吸引而逐渐疏远？
Or similar to society, do you have more of a "What have you done for me lately?" mentality?
或者你们也像世人一样抱着“主啊，你最近为了我做了什么”这样的心态？
If so, and God came to you and asked you, "What have I done to make you tired of me?" What would you say to him?
如果是这样，上帝来到你的面前，如果问着你们，我做了什么让你们厌倦了我？你们会如何回答他？
Can you come up with any reasonable answer?
你们能够合理的给出任何的答案吗？
I think not.
我想不能。
The case has been made here that God is a just God who does right by his people.
要这样，我想在这里强调的是，上帝是公义的上帝，他善待着他的子民。
He's faithful to them in all circumstances, even if they have chosen to be unfaithful.
无论在何种情况下，他都信实地对待我们，即使我们选择了不忠。
He may not have done the same things for you that he did for the Israelites, but I'm pretty sure if you took the time to reflect deeply, you'll be able to find ways in which God was faithful to you, even if it wasn't in the ways that you were hoping from him.
主或许没有像对以色列人这样对待你，但我相信如果你花时间深入思考，你会发现上帝以各种方式信实地对待你，只是这些方式有时候并非你所期望的。
And listen to me carefully as I say this, because you, sitting here now, worshiping with us, regardless of whatever pain and suffering you may be going through on in the inside, at home, or at work, that is evidence our God is a faithful God.
我之所以会这么说，是因为你现在坐在这里，和我们一起敬拜。无论你的内心、家中或工作中正在经历怎么样的痛苦和磨难，这都证明我们的上帝是一位信实的神。
I'm going to repeat this for dramatic effect. All right, here we go. Listen carefully, in case it did not sink in the last time. You sitting here now, worshiping with us, regardless of the pain and suffering that you might be going through on the inside, at home, or at work, is evidence that our God is a faithful God.
我想要重新声明，你现在和我们在一起坐在这里一起敬拜，无论你的内心、家中和工作中正经历怎么样的痛苦和磨难，这都证明我们的上帝是一位信实的神。
So God made clear to the Israelites that they were in the wrong. What is interesting is how they chose to respond and the simple solution God provides them at the end of the passage.
所以上帝在这里清楚地告诉以色列人的们他们做错的事情。有趣的是他们选择了怎么样的回应方式，以及上帝在经文结尾为他们提供简单的解决方案。
So they did not meet God's standards. So they thought that they could get back into good graces by continuously increasing their offers of sacrifice.
以色列人们没有达到上帝的标准，所以他们以为可以透过不断增加献祭来重新获得上帝的恩宠。
They were trying to find God's price for his forgiveness through outward religious actions.
他们试图透过外在的宗教行为来探讨上帝宽恕的代价。
The problem with that is the Israelites were so hung up on the rituals that they overlooked what these sacrifices were for, and that was to express love and obedience towards God.
问题在于以色列人过于执着这些形式和仪式，以至于忽略了这些真正献祭的目的，就是表达对上帝的爱和顺服。
If they remembered that, then they wouldn't even have suggested that last sacrifice of offering their firstborn, since God had expressly forbidden the sacrifice of children, particularly in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 10, when it says, there shall not be found among you anyone who burns his son or his daughter as an offering.
如果他们记得这一点，他们就不会提出献上长子作为祭品的建议，因为上帝已经明确地禁止献祭儿童，尤其在生命记中十八章十节中说的，你们中间不可有人使儿女惊火，也不可有占卜的、观兆的、用法术的、行邪术的。
God did not want them to go through the motions of ritualistic worship without a right heart.
上帝不希望他们只是敷衍了事的进行形式化的敬拜，而内心却毫无诚意。
He doesn't want us to do the same either.
主也不希望我们这样做。
He doesn't want your money for the sake of money, or your time in coming to church or coming to small group for the sake of obligation.
主要的不是你的钱，也不是你出于义务来教会或参加小组聚会的时间。
He's not interested in outward forms of religiosity if there's no faith or spirit behind it.
如果缺乏信仰的真诚，信仰和真诚的心，主他对任何形式的宗教仪式都不会感兴趣。
Here are some other examples of this truth in the Bible besides here in Micah.
除了弥迦书之外，圣经中还有一些例子可以印证这些真理。
Psalm chapter 51, verse 16 to 17. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise.
你本不喜爱祭物，若喜爱，我必献上。你也不喜悦燔祭。神所喜悦的祭是，就是忧伤的灵。神啊，忧伤痛悔的心，你不必轻抗。
In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, it says, And Samuel said, Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams.
在撒母记上15章22节说，撒母就说，耶和华喜悦燔祭和平安祭，岂如喜悦顺从他话语呢？话语呢？看啊，顺从胜于祭祀，听从胜于公羊的脂油。
And Hosea chapter 6 verse 6, For I desire steadfast love and not sacrifice, the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings.
在何西亚书说，我喜爱慈爱，不喜爱祭祀，喜爱认识神胜于燔祭。
If the Israelites want to make things right with God, then they need to stop talking and start listening to what God had to say with verse 8.
如果以色列人想要与上帝和好，那么他们就需要停止喋喋不休，开始倾听上帝在第八节经文中所要说的话。
An interesting thing about verse 8 that I came across as I was researching this passage came from a commentary that says, this verse stands as the motto of the alcove of religion in the reading room of the Congressional Library in Washington.
当我在研究这段经文的时候，发现了一个有关第八节经文有趣的地方，这是来自一篇注意，其中写到，这篇经文被刻在华盛顿国会图书馆阅览室宗教专区的墙上，作为该区的座右铭。
Take note that Micah gives us a disclaimer that what he is about to say is nothing new, and that they have heard it or shown it before from the Lord.
弥迦事先声明他接下来要说的话并非新内容，他们之前已经从耶和华那里听过这些话了。
This means that if they were not doing what is good, ignorance was not a defense.
这意味着如果他们没有行善，就不能以无知为借口。
They had proactively chose not to do what is good.
他们是主动选择不行善的。
In light of that, I think it is important to note that Micah points out that doing this good is a requirement from the Lord.
有鉴于此，我认为最重要的是指出，弥迦强调行善是耶和华的要求。
So the first requirement, to act justly.
所以第一条是，无非是行公义。
So believe it or not, justice or just is a word that is used a lot in the Bible.
公义或公正在圣经中出现的频率是非常高的。
It could be found in different contexts, which may include describing who God is, how he interacts with his people, how his people are meant to serve others, and so forth.
它出现在不同的脉络中，例如描述神的属性，神如何与人互动，神的子民应该如何服侍他人等等。
It should matter to us because of verses like Proverbs 20, chapter 21, verse 3, where it says, to do what is right and just is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.
这对我们来说很重要，因为圣经中有像箴言21章3节这样的经文说，行公义比献祭更蒙耶和华悦纳。
But what is justice?
但是正义是什么呢？
I came across this helpful quote.
我能看到一段非常有启发性的引文。
It says, Justice describes right social relationships between people based on God's view of what is appropriate. These behavior patterns were described in covenant documents, Exodus chapter 20 and 23, covering both legal and normal social relationships in and outside the courts. Such instructions included protection for foreigners, the poor, slaves, orphans, and widows who could easily be wronged or taken advantage by others. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17.
他说正义描述的是基于上帝对何为恰当的看法而建立起来人与人之间正确的社会关系，这些行为模式在盟约文件中有所阐述。出埃及记20-23章涵盖了法庭内外法律关系和日常社会关系，这些只是包括了保护外国人、穷人、奴隶和寡妇，因为这些人很容易受到别人的霸凌和剥削，在以赛亚书1:17。
What he is basically saying here is that God designed people to treat each other a certain way, a right way, if you will, which, given the current context of our passage, is according to the Mosaic Law.
他在这里表达的意思是，上帝设计人类应该以某种方式，也就是正确的方式去对待彼此。而根据我们这段经文的上下文，这种方式就是遵循摩西律法。
When that design is violated, an injustice occurs.
当这种设计被破坏的时候，就会发生不公正的事情。
So to act justly is to make right or to correct the injustice that has happened.
因此，行公义就是纠正或弥补已经发生的不公正。
To work towards fixing the design that was damaged.
努力修复被破坏的秩序。
If people are treated the right way as God has ordered, then justice is served.
如果人们按照上帝的旨意彼此相待，那么公义就得以伸张。
And for Micah, there were a number of injustices that occurred that should not have if the Israelites were practicing justice as they were supposed to be doing in the first place.
对米迦来说，当时发生了许多不公正的事情。如果以色列人一开始就按照应该的方式行事，这些不公正的事情也就不会发生。
Sojourners, women, and children should not have been oppressed, but they were, as was reported in Micah chapter 2.
正如弥迦书第二章所记载的，寄居者、妇女和儿童本不应该遭受压迫，但他们却遭受了压迫。
Political leaders who were treating people horribly and religious leaders who were selling themselves out for profits were a source of injustice that God condemned in Micah chapter 3.
那些虐待百姓的政治领袖和为那些利益而出卖良心的宗教领袖是造成不公义的根源。上帝在弥迦书的第三章谴责了他们的行为。
If the Israelites truly wanted to repent and do justice moving forward, then the stuff that led to all the injustices happening in the first place needed to be fixed.
如果以色列人想要真心悔改，并在未来秉行公义，那么就必须解决导致所有这些不公发生的根本原因。
All the internal factors like mentality and heart issues, in addition to all the external factors such as systems of corruption and lack of accountability, need to be addressed.
所有的内在因素，例如思想观念和内心问题，以及所有的外在因素，例如腐败的制度和缺乏问责制，都需要解决。
And everyone was going to need to work together to make this happen.
每个人都需要共同努力才能实现这一个目标。
They all had a role to play in justice being served.
每个人在伸张正义方面都扮演着非常重要的角色。
The second requirement in verse 8 helps us to stay motivated for the first one, which is to love mercy.
在第八节经文中的第二个要求有助力于我们保持第一个要求的动力，那就是爱怜悯。
If you look at all the other translations, you would see the translation of to love kindness as well.
如果你去查看其他的译本，你会看到爱怜耻这个说法。
I think seeing both of these translations, to love kindness and to love mercy, helps paint a broader picture of not just the manner in which we are to do justice, but also the way we are meant to serve others.
我认为爱人慈、爱怜悯这两种译法都能帮助我们更全面的理解。这不仅关乎我们行公义的方式，也关乎我们应该如何服侍他人。
This requirement should help us remain controlled when doing justice, because if we are to love kindness and to love mercy, then that should curb the possibility of engaging in violence when doing justice.
这项要求应该有助于我们在伸张正义时应该保持克制，因为如果我们秉持仁爱和怜悯之心，就能抑制在伸张正义过程中诉诸暴力的可能性。
Actively harming others like revenge, is not practicing kindness or mercy, and something we should avoid, especially when doing justice, if we don't want our efforts to be undermined.
主动伤害他人并非仁慈或怜悯之举，我们应该避免这样做，尤其是在伸张正义的时候，以免我们的努力功亏一篑。
The reason why I said this should keep us motivated to continue doing justice is because the Hebrew word that is being translated here into English is hesed, which technically means covenantal loyalty.
之所以说这应该激励我们继续伸张正义，是因为这里被翻译成英文的希伯来语单词 hesed， 它的确切含义是盟约式的忠诚。
So we are people who love covenantal loyalty, meaning we love being loyal to God, thus loving obeying His word and doing what He says is good for us to do. Then we should consistently be motivated to act justly to make sure that the people that He loves are treated right.To make sure that the marginalized are served and those who engage in injustice are being held accountable for their actions.
因此，如果我们是一个热爱盟约式忠诚的群体，也就是说，我们热爱忠于上帝，热爱遵守他的话语，并做他认为我们有益的事情，那我们就应该始终被激励着去行这些公义，确保他所爱的人得到公正的对待。确保弱势团体得到帮助，并确保那些作恶的人为他们的行为负责。
If kindness and mercy are our default dispositions, then injustices should pop up on our radar whenever they occur.
如果仁慈和怜悯他人是我们天性的秉性，那么每当不公正的事情发生时，我们都应该能够察觉到。
We should notice them, and they should bother us.
我们应该注意到这些不公正，并且因此感到不安。
Covenantal loyalty to God is what drives us believers to do something about it.
对上帝的忠诚是我们这些信徒采取行动解决这些问题的动力。
The third and final requirement in verse 8 is to walk humbly with your God.
在第八节中，第三个也是最后一个要求是谦卑的与你的神同行。
What this is telling us is to be careful in terms of how you are living your life.
这告诉我们要谨慎地过好自己的生活。
In terms of the Israelites here, they are forced to ask the question, are they living according to God's will, or are they living according to their own will?
就以色列人而言，他们被迫扪心自问，他们是按照神的旨意生活，还是按照自己的意愿生活？
Because if they were doing the first one and were actually living according to God's will and obeying His law, would all these things Micah was seeing have happened?
因为如果他们真的按照神的旨意生活，遵守神的律法，那么弥迦书所看到的这一切还会发生吗？
The answer is no.
我想答案是不会。
The same holds true for us when it comes to our lives.
对我们的人生来说也是如此。
When we examine ourselves, do our lives reflect that we are humbly walking with God.
当我们审查自己时，我们的生命是否反映出我们谦卑的与神同行？
Do the things that we think, say, and do reveal that we've placed God's will above our own?
我们的思想、言语和行为是否显示我们将神的旨意置于自己的意愿之上？
In relation to the first two requirements, if we were indeed walking humbly with God and mindful about how we are living, then those first two requirements should naturally be reflected in our lives.
关于前两项要求，如果我们确实谦卑地与神同行，并且留意自己的生活方式，那么前两项要求就应该体现在我们的生活之中。
And if they are not, then perhaps that is because we are living with our will above God's will.
如果并非如此，那么或许是因为我们将自己的意愿驾临于神的旨意之上。
So what is good but to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God?
那么什么是好的呢？就是要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与你的神一起同行。
Now I'll conclude with this.
来一起做个结论。
If you read the rest of Micah chapter 6, you will see that the way the courtroom scene ends is that God finds the Israelites guilty and passes judgment on them.
如果你读完弥迦书第六章的其余部分，你将会发现法律场景的结局是上帝判定以色列人有罪，并对他们施行审判。
Because at the end of the day, even though they were told and what was good and that they should be doing it, they still did it anyways because of their sin.
因为归根结底，尽管他们被告知什么是好的以及他们应该如何做，但由于他们的罪，他们仍我行我素。
The same is true for us today.
今天的我们也是如此。
If we are told what is good and we should be doing it, without our sin being addressed, it will be useless.
即使我们被告知什么是好的以及我们应该如何做，但如果我们的罪没办法解决，这一切都是徒劳的。
And we will be subject to the same guilty verdict and judgment as the Israelites.
我们也将面临与以色列人同样的罪名和审判。
Fortunately, we will also be subject to the same hope.
幸运的是，我们也同样的怀抱着这样的希望。
If you fast forward to the end of the last chapter in Micah, chapter 7, and read verse 18 to 20, it says, Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love.He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old.
如果你翻到弥迦书最后一章，也就是第七章，阅读第十八到二十节，经文说着：有谁向你赦免罪孽，宽恕你产业？渔民的过犯呢？你不永远发怒，喜爱施恩，你必再次向我们发怜悯，把我们的罪孽践踏在脚下，把我们一切的罪投入于深海。你必向雅各诚实，向亚伯拉罕施慈爱，正如你古时向我们列祖所起的誓。
Micah tells of a time when God in His faithfulness will redeem His people, casting all their sin away.And that would happen in the person of Jesus Christ, who cared about doing justice, loving mercy, and walking humbly with God.
弥迦书讲述了这样的一个时代，上帝凭着他的信实，必将救赎他的子民，赦免他们一切的罪孽，而这一切都将借着耶稣基督的成就，他关心公义、怜悯、谦卑的与神同行。
If you have any questions about that, feel free to turn to Matthew chapter 23, verse 23, where Jesus says, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint and dill and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faithfulness. These you ought to have done without neglecting the others.
如果你对此有任何疑问，可以查马太福音二十三章二十三节，其中耶稣说：“祸哉，文士和法利赛人，你们这假冒为善的人呀！你们将薄荷、茴香、芹菜献上十分之一，却忽略了律法上更重要的事：公义、怜悯、诚实，这些你们本应行的，那些也不可忽略。”
Jesus performed the ultimate act of those three requirements when he went to the cross and died for all of us so we may be declared free in the heavenly courtroom in his resurrection.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所有人牺牲，完成了这三个要求的最终行动，使我们可以在他复活后，在天上的法庭上被宣告无罪。
And if you believe in him and have a relationship with Jesus, then you too will have a transformed heart.That will enable you to succeed where the Israelites fail.
如果你相信他并与耶稣建立关系，那么你就会拥有这些被改变的心，使你能够在以色列人失败的地方取得成功。
To do what is good and is required of you.
去做那些美好且理所当然的事情。
To do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God, because Jesus did it for us first.
行公义，好怜悯，谦卑的与神同行，因为耶稣已经为我们做到这一切。
Let's pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
we come before you now, the only one who is actually good, to thank you for being a faithful God who has been good to us through your Son Jesus Christ.
我们现在来到您的面前，你是唯一真正良善的神， 感谢你是一位信实的神，借着你的儿子耶稣基督，你一直以来都恩待着我们。
Lord, you desire your people to share your goodness with others through justice, mercy, and humility, as Jesus did.
主啊，你渴望你的子民效法耶稣，借着公义、怜悯和谦卑，将你的良善与他人分享。
We pray that you move our hearts and give us the wisdom to know how to do the good that is required of us.
只求你感动我们的心，赐给我们智慧，使我们知道如何行出你所要求我们行的善事。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名这样祷告。
Amen.
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 Stand with me, we sing a responding song. To you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. 默祷散会，感谢赞美主。